Let's look at some of the financing decisions which a company usually takes. So you as a CFO of the company, as a finance head of the company, what are the financing decisions which you're going to take? First being capital structure decision. So capital structure decision, the most talked about, what percentage equity, what percentage debt. The different components of equity and debt we'll discuss in the further few chapters. So I'm not touching base here. Let's only concentrate on the types of decisions. So first would be the structure, whether you're going to the share market or whether you go to the bank to raise money for your investment decision. Second, working capital management. So when I'm saying financing decision, you are now investing money in a project. And since you require that project first, you'll utilize your own funds. So how much money will you keep idle for your day-to-day activity? That idle money kept for your day-to-day activity is nothing but your working capital. So how much working capital to manage? So working capital management also becomes a very important aspect when it comes to financing decision. Dividend policy decision. Again, however, dividend decision you feel is a separate decision, it also impacts your financing decision. The lesser dividend given increases the money base for the finance manager for reinvestment. So are you going to do that? Are you going to utilize your shareholders' money for further expansion of business? So that policy decision also impacts your financing decision. Next is cost control decision. Cost control decision. If my goal or target set up by my company is 20% increase in profitability for the next year, first, there are two avenues to increase profitability. I invest more. So I take an investment decision, put up, you know, a lot of money, pool in money for new project, expand my business, get into a new product development, venture into a new market. That is one aspect of increasing my top line. But when you talk about increased profitability, it could also happen by cutting off cost. So going green, which is also now part of sustainability, is one very good example of cost control. A company not giving up, you know, say if I'm Airtel or I'm Vodafone, not giving you a printed bill, giving you an e-bill, asking the customer to vouch for it, also meets an objective of sustainability. Plus, it decreases the cost for my company as there is a lot of cost involved in printing the bill, to send the bill through courier home. So that cost could be cut down. I may also look at how fast I can improve the processes. So trying to automate the process in such a way that there is a less time consumed for doing the work also will improve my operational efficiency, which will definitely improve my earnings, my EBITDA, my earning before interest tax. So my operational efficiency increasing also will give me a lot of pool of money, more profitability, which will impact my financing decision. So I know that I have a good chunk of money, which I can reinvest back into business. Next is financing decisions. Now these financing decisions is, I have controlled my cost. I have a lot of excess profitability. I made super normal profits this year. So I have excess money also to give to the shareholder and also to pull back or bootstrap into business. So whether I'm going to bootstrap this money or no also becomes a financing decision. Budgeting. Financing decision is also concerned with not only doing right now, you know, something to raise money. It is also concerned with what are the budget allocations for different expenses which you have done. So what kind of budgets have you done in advance for your entire year expenses so that you are able to make, you know, do a lot of activities in least cost. So budgeting also becomes a very, very important financing decision. I'll also do financial forecasting. When I'm saying forecasting, as an equity analyst, there is a shareholder sitting or a broker sitting somewhere who's researcher sitting, who is actually finding out what's the valuation of your company. Right? What should be the right share value? But it's also important from the company per se to understand what should be the profitability of your company. So whether you have the right equity debt mix, whether you will be able to earn good amount of revenues in the next 3 years, how much cash inflows would come in through the business because of the new projects where you will be investing is, all this is part of financial forecasting. So it's also important for you to calculate some ratios and do forecasting for the next few years for your business so that your growth numbers are clear. Next is risk management. There are different kinds of risks which the market has. It could be a credit risk. It could be an interest rate risk. These risks per se also impact your financing decisions. Say, for example, I don't have the right credit policy in place. It's going to impact the working capital of my company. It's going to impact, you know, my vendors paying me back the money. It also impacts how much money would I have to block in future to pay off my vendors. So what kind of risk management policies do I have? If there is an operational risk also involved in the company. So what kind of risk management techniques are you deploying as a finance manager to ensure no such remittance sudden? Say, for example, as a finance manager, there are payments in crores which are happening to your vendors. So who are the approved signatories? Whether you have put a mechanism in place where nobody can remove a single penny without few approvals. So what kind of risk management techniques are you using when it comes to managing your money? Next is investment appraisal. So when I'm talking about investment decision, we said we're going to pull in a lot of money which is coming from equity, debt. We need to also understand that every year the expectation of the equity shareholder will keep on increasing. So if this year I've given him 15% return, next year he will expect me as a CFO to earn him 18% returns. So what kind of appraisal mechanism are you using when it comes to your investment decisions which you have taken, whether you're considering an increasing in, you know, return every year, so that your profitability in place. Looking at inflation in the market, what kind of decisions are you taking which are going to appraise your investment decisions so that you are in profitability and you don't make any kind of loss? Last and very important decision, tax planning. When you are investing money in fixed assets, you save money in form of depreciation. So you're saving a lot of tax by using the depreciation per se. So whether buying an asset, purchasing a fixed asset is smarter or leasing it when it comes to depreciation as a decision. So what kind of tax planning have you done so that the company do not end up paying very high taxes? This is all about financing decision. Let us now move ahead to the third very important decision, dividend decision. Dividend decision is basically nothing but a decision which a company takes when it comes to equity shareholder. So I'm an equity shareholder. For me, return for a company is nothing but profit in forms of the one which is distributed. So the profits which the company distributes to an equity shareholder is nothing but a dividend. So whether the company is going to give me 100% dividend, 80% dividend or 60% dividend, who's going to decide that? So you as a finance head or a CFO would take a decision how much percent dividend to give. Now this decision, what dividend policy to adopt, okay, however this decision would get approved by the board of directors, but the policy and the decision would be made by you. So you'll check the feasibility of the decision. That means if the company takes a decision to have a 60-40 ratio, 60% retention and 40% payout, whether it is profitable for the company or no, whether it's going to be a good decision or a bad decision. So whether it's going to impact the company's market value going forward, whether the investors will be happy or they'll not feel good about it. What kind of cash dividend policy do you maintain? So how much percent dividend will you pay every year? So that decision is nothing but your dividend decision. Like we have a debt policy, a bank, you know, would have its policy saying how much percent, you know, you need to pay your EMIs, interest and principal. You should also have an dividend policy which talks about how much percent dividend will you pay to an equity shareholder, whether quarterly, annually, 6 monthly, and what would be the frequency of your dividends. An optimum dividend policy will always ensure that the market value of the share is great. That means the share, the investors feel positive about your company. They stay invested in your stock. There are more and more new investors who want to buy equity shares of your company. So some examples of dividend decisions are, first, determining what percentage of dividend to be given or how much cash dividend to be taken. It could be a ratio or it could be a fixed percentage depending on the company's strategy or, you know, future plans. So how much dividend are you going to give? What is your retention policy? How much money will you retain? And in case you're going to retain X amount of money, what percentage of that retention money is going towards investment? What kind of investment plans do you have? Next is whatever decision you're taking when it per se is dividend or retained earning, what would be the impact of that decision on the share price? So what was going to happen with the current share price or future earnings of the company? How much will it get impacted because of the dividend policy or decision which you have taken for the company? You need to also consider what are the different requirements of funds when it comes to expansion and diversification before taking a dividend decision. So you will decide whether you have a plan in place, you have already planned for your future and you require X money. So the company has earned 100 crores of profit and you have an investment plan of say 60 crores. So entire 60 crores, do you want to bootstrap it with the dividend money or from where? So that's a very, very important decision to take. How much is the diversification, whether the entire money comes from dividend or no. The next one is you need to also consider distribution and retention policy in boom and recession period. So if the markets are not doing good, if you are in recession, whether you'll hold in the dividend or you'll pay off. Okay, very, very important. See, please understand, when the company is facing a recession or the market is in recession, companies would usually pay out the dividend. They don't want to hold the dividend because if I don't see a plan in future or if I don't see a demand, my shareholders are going to question me and the market price would fall. So very, very important decision. How much will you distribute? How much will you retain when it comes to boom or recession period? Looking at the business cycle, you will take a decision for dividend. Considering the impact of legal and cash flow constraints on dividend decision, you need to also understand SEBI has termed that its mandate that every 3 years, the company has to pay dividends. So if you don't pay dividend for this 3 years, you will be catch-hold by SEBI and said you need to pay it now. So what kind of legal implications if you fail to pay the dividend on time, if you are not regular in paying dividend, what kind of legal problems could you face? What could be the cash flow issues or constraints when it comes to dividend decision? So this is all about dividend decision. Let's go next to the fourth and very important decision, liquidity decision. Coming to the last and very important decision, liquidity decision. Now, liquidity decision is more concerned about asset management. How are you going to maintain your current assets so that the company remains liquid whenever there is a cash requirement? So cash requirement, what kind of cash requirement does a company have? So company has cash requirement when it's come to paying its bills, when it comes to paying its expenses or paying the vendors from whom the company has procured goods on credit. So this decision ensures that the brand equity of the company is maintained because you are timely making payments to all your vendors. So what kind of current assets will you put in the money? How well they would be managed? Whether it is a necessity to maintain this money in the current asset, a particular current asset which you decide as a CFO, and what kind of current assets where you have invested the money can become liquid as soon as possible. So company may put some money in fixed deposit and, may think of just using the money in case the need be. But please note, when we're talking about current assets and planning for current assets, fixed deposit or, equity share short-term investments would have comparatively lesser returns than putting the money in investment proposal. So liquidity decision would ensure that your company is managing your current assets well, but it also means keeping only that much money in fund which is required and not having excess of idle cash with you as a company, as this comes with a cost. So investment in current assets is going to impact your profitability. So it should be optimal. It should not be over idle cash. If over idle cash, your profitability would be less. You're making less returns. And it should not be excess of cash that you run out of cash and you are, running to different banks for a working capital loan. A conflict will always exist with respect to profitability and liquidity when it comes to managing these current assets. So very, very important decision or a decision which a company takes day in and out is nothing but a liquidity decision. Some examples of liquidity decision, cash management. Cash management is concerned with how much money is coming in and where the company is paying off cash or it's maintaining that cash, where the company is maintaining in the bank. It's using bill of exchange or it's using fixed deposit, how the company is managing the cash inflow and outflow. Say, for example, I'm Avenue Supermarkets. I have people visiting DMart and they are, you know, giving me cash day in and out. What I'm going to do with this cash versus I'm a company which is, you know, a real estate company like Kalpatru Builders, where the cash would come in only if the project is ready. So the decision may depending on the sector in which you're dealing with. So cash management, very important decision. Next, working capital management. How much money will I maintain on a weekly basis or a monthly basis so that I don't run out of cash? This primarily is more concerned with the credit policy which the company makes so that you never go run out of cash for your day-to-day activities in the business. Short-term financing decisions. Short-term financing decision also means using a bill of exchange for new vendors. That is also a short-term financing decision. So I may, you know, want to take an export loan. And to take an export loan, I would want the person who is my customer to give me a bill of exchange. So whether that bill of exchange becomes my short-term financing decision. Investing money in say, fixed deposit is also a short-term financing decision. I'm going to block my money for maybe for the next 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, giving term loans, short-term financing decisions. Investment in liquid assets. Liquid assets could be anything. It could be, you know, you trading in the share market, your treasury blocking in or buying options and, you know, options or forwards for managing risk. That is nothing but investment in liquid assets. Your emergency liquidity planning. In case the company runs out of working capital, what kind of reserve fund have you created? What kind of reserve planning you have? So what's the backup or plan B when it comes to managing your liquidity? And last and very important, again, we come back to dividend and retained earning decisions. So dividend decision, may you've taken a decision to pay off dividend, exit 20 or 30% dividend, that cash would remain with you for some stipulated period. You have to ensure that the cash gets transferred to the equity shareholders, whatever commitment has been given as per the date of payment. So these are some of the liquidity decisions which becomes very, very crucial for a company for managing the day-to-day activities of the firm. So we have now seen all the four important financing decisions. Entire financial management works around these decisions. Irrespective of this, we also have other financial management decisions which are very crucial for you to understand and make a note because they are somewhere interlinked with all these decisions. First very important decision is risk management. Risk management often is seen as a decision which is not only a finance decision. But please understand, any kind of risk the company faces, there is a direct hit on the profitability or the cash flow of the company. So it's a very, very important risk management decision. What kind of credit policy do you have? What kind of liquidity decisions do you take? What kind of operational risk the company has? What kind of insurance policies do you take? They are all part of your risk management decisions. So very crucial financial management decision is risk management decision. Next is cost management. As we said, you'll not be able to work on the top line at times because of, say, maybe a recession period, and you need to increase profitability of your business. So you'll work basically on your cost. So you'll basically work on ensuring operational efficiency of the company. You'll try to see what are important, not so important activities in the company. So cut down the non-important activities to reduce the cost. You'll also look at what are the financial reporting and compliance requirements. So as per SEBI, you are expected to spend 2% of your profitability on sustainable activities. So if that's the case, if you are among those companies in the top 1,000 and you're spending that 2% as per the SEBI norm, what kind of regulations are there? What kind of compliances you need to make? How would you report the impact? All that is also part of financing decision. You preparing annual report of your company is also a financing decision. It's a reporting decision. Very, very important because an investor is going to look at your annual report and decide whether to stay invested or to exit the company. Fourth, capital structure management. Your decision per se, how much percent would you hold as an entrepreneur and what percentage money would come from outside? Okay, in this outside first, it could be also, you know, going to a bank. Are you going to look at debt instruments, bonds, debenture loan, or you're going to go to the market with an IPO? So capital structure management also becomes a very crucial decision. Investment in research and development. If I'm a pharma company, Or even if I'm an FMCG or a consumer good company, research and investment, my investment in research becomes very important so that I keep on making innovative products. To stay competitive in the market, this decision becomes very, very important. A lot of pharma companies have maximum expenditure in the R&D format because in the R&D, they are coming up with new medicines, new vaccines for curing different kinds of diseases and ailments. And a huge chunk of money is invested. Even for companies who are into consumer products, any kind of FMCG products, or any other kind of luxury items, they also invest heavily in this so that new style, new fashion, you know, new products keep on coming in the market, which ensures a longer, you know, product life cycle for the product which you are developing. You could also take expansion and growth decisions. This could be coming up with a joint venture, acquiring a company, merging it with a company, or starting a strategic business unit. All these are also very important and crucial financing decisions. You will take this decision only to increase further profitability and shareholder value in the market. Tax planning. How well are you investing in your fixed asset? What kind of depreciation is happening? How new, you know, assets enter in the company? What happens with the assets' estimated life getting over? So how are you managing your tax so that you are able to pay comparatively better tax than what you were paying last year? So each penny saved in form of tax also impacts the bottom line, that's your profitability. So well-planned, managed tax planning also becomes a crucial financing decision. Last and very important, as I told you, it's important for you also to analyze your company, to check in ratios, what's your debt equity structure, to check what's your EBITDA margins, to check what's your PE ratio. It's nothing but financial performance analysis. So irrespective of you looking at what's happening this year, or how has been the profitability last year, it's important to forecast your profitability for the next few years, maybe 3 to 5 years, so that you know whether you are able to reach your vision or mission, which you have planned for your company. So you will be able to reach your financial goals well if you are forecasting your financing in advance and you're planning what next to be done when it comes to financial investments. Thank you from my side. We are done with this particular topic. I hope financial management decisions is clear and look ahead to talk about them in detail in the coming few chapters.